words we sing, but it's...
Well, how about that? How's that? Better? Mm-hmm. He is beautiful. He is wonderful. He is all these things. And we get to experience it more and more. And that's the beauty of the walk, is experiencing that. It's wonderful to sing it, but to experience it is so precious. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just come before you tonight in the lovely name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So thankful for your hand in your life, your grace. Lord, we thank you so much for the atonement, Lord, for Calvary, Lord, for redemption, and seeing even in this day now the depth of what that means, Lord, the reality of what you are doing. These words become so rich to us, Lord, more and more all the time. We just thank you so much, Lord, for all that you are. We pray tonight that you would just come and commune with us, Lord, once more. You would be exalted and magnified in our hearts. And pray that you'd get me out of the way, that you would speak and express yourself to your people and meet each and every need, Lord, as only you can. We just commit ourselves, Lord, and all this time into your hands now in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen, amen. God bless you all. Thank you, musicians. All right, boy, we got a big old empty spot right here. So maybe we should. No, Christian's shaking his head. That's okay. You know, you come to just appreciate. Of course, it's good to see everybody traveling and having breaks and things. But sometimes you appreciate the quiet nights and just know the Lord's going to be with us no matter what. Amen. So thank you, Lord. How is everybody? Everybody good? You know, I was just thinking, you, just remember, you plus him, plus God, the majority. I like that. And I think we need to remind ourselves of that more all the time as we walk this road. It gets lonely, it gets quiet. And I think especially for the young people, just to remember who you're walking with. Walk with him. You know, the Bible says broad is the way that leads to destruction. You think about that for a minute. Break that down. Not so much in the Greek, what does that mean? But what does that mean? Broad is the way that leads to destruction. Here's what comes to my mind. Easy? Fun? Popular. But narrow is the way. Not easy. Not popular. Not fun is the way that leads to life. So anyway, just again, back to you and him alone, it's enough. Walk with him. So, all right, let's just stand as we open up with a couple scriptures tonight. Turn back to a familiar passage in 1 Kings 19. Nice to have Caleb Ramirez with us tonight, a couple days. So God bless you, Caleb. Okay, so we know the story, but so we'll just kind of drop into verse 8 here. 1 Kings 19, verse 8. And he arose and did eat and drink and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. And he came thither unto a cave and lodged there. Behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said unto him, what doest thou here, Elijah? He said, I have been very jealous for the Lord, O God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenants, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left. And they seek my life to take it away. Boy, that seems pretty dire, doesn't it? Now think about this. What's getting ready to happen? This is so neat. He says in verse 11, he said, go forth and stand upon the mountain before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains, and break in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still, small voice. Lord, help us tonight. Okay, and then over to Psalms. Chapter 46. And just verse 10. We can read all of this, but let's just drop in there. Be still. Be still. Be still. And know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. You can be seated. I think we need that. You know, so I just want to share something on my heart. And if this is for anybody tonight, for me. So I just had the Lord put something on my heart, and I was going through this as it kind of developed and opened up. I just, Lord Jesus, help me. I think we have such a battle on our hands, more all the time in this day. Mm-hmm. To do that, be still and know that I'm God. What he's saying, there's something about being still. There's something about stopping. There's something about ceasing. There's something about being quiet. He calls us, he invites us, he says, I need you to know me and experience me in this way, in quietness and stillness. Something that he can do and he does do in that place. And I, you know, sometimes I just think, Lord, help us. Now, we know Isaiah 54:17 says, I think it's 54:17, no weapon formed against you will prosper. Why am I saying that? Sometimes I just want it. These things, you know, you sometimes are we being, as a society, reconditioned, rewired? At the very least, what in the world is happening to our attention span? It's awful. Yeah, I mean, I'm probably not the only one who feels like he has attention span of a gnat. So, but anyway, back to this. Be still. So, I just want to share this tonight and the bring out some things on silence. We need it. Quiet and stillness. Lord, help us. And it's hard for us because silence for us, we get uncomfortable when it's silent sometimes. It depends on this, you know, I see. Yeah, sometimes we love silence. Like you go to the cabin, that kind of silence is good. We like that kind of peace and silence. But seasons too. I'm talking also about seasons of silence in our walk where we don't hear anything. We get a little uncomfortable. We get worried and we get nervous. Where is he? What's going on? He's there. He is absolutely right there with you. And remember something, silence always has purpose. And silence never means absence. So, you know, I couldn't just help but remember Brother Branham and the quote where he says, you know, oh, it's in all this. So we're thinking about being still, waiting on the Lord. And we just, you know, guys, I think everybody saw that video that Dad shared, that to wait on him, something beautiful happens when we wait. There's a binding together, something he's working out in, a union between you and him that happens when we wait. So where am I going? I hope this isn't too scattered, but just trust the Lord to, again, so back to that thought and just thinking of Brother Branham. So you think of our prayer life, our prayer walk. And Brother Brown says, you know, if Jesus had to spend so much time in prayer, the perfect Son of God, to stay in fellowship with the Spirit that was in him, How much more do we need that time of prayer? So again, just combining some thoughts on stillness, on silence, and seasons that we go through, seasons of silence with him, desert seasons. And guess what? Those are very, very good for us. We don't like it. Gets uncomfortable, but we need it, and it's in seasons, those kind of seasons, there's growth, there's maturity, there's things happening. So we know his ways are not our ways. His ways are higher than our ways. And you know, I think more and more the enemy we find is the world around us is just filled with noise. Noise, noise, noise. And I think especially the young people growing up, all of us face this, but I'm burdened so much for the young people because you're growing up and you're just already coming into this place where constant bombardment of attraction and distraction and those things, not always bad, but just stand back and look at that and say, wait a second, I need to stop. I need to be quiet. I need to learn to pray. I need to learn to listen. All of us. Be still and know that I am God. So we'll just go into some things tonight. And again, it's a thought of both being still and quiet, but also seasons of silence where God is silent and he's testing, but he is absolutely working in seasons of silence. So just keep that in mind. Silence is always has purpose. Much purpose. And we look through the scriptures, you can see, you know, you think of a parent. There's sometimes in a parent, all you can do, stand back. It's not fun or easy, but you got to take your hands off your kids at some point in life, and they get to learn whatever they're going to learn, and you get to just, all you can do is watch and pray and love them. God knows this experience very well. So he has lessons for us in all these things. And I think of, you know, you go through the scriptures. We'll look at some scriptures here in a minute. But, you know, think of Abraham right after the Lord called him, right after the Lord appeared to him right at the beginning. What came next? Anybody remember? It was famine. Oh, that's not fun. Jesus, led by the Spirit. I love those words, led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Silence. Famine. These things are important for us to think about, to remember. But he's always here. He's always there. He's always working. So keep that in mind. And I'll just use that same phrase that Dad's used for a long time. The processor is here processing. He's working. Even when we don't see it, we don't think he is. He is. So good for us. Don't worry when it's silent. Have faith. Look up. He's there. You know, you think of how Brother Ram says Eve, or, you know, he's talking about Eve in the fall. She couldn't wait. What the promised word would have come through her, but he says she couldn't wait. So what is it with our human, that tendency? We've got to do something. We've got to act. We have to take some affair into our hands. But wait on the Lord. Lamentations 3:25. I'll just quote a few. You can turn if you want. Or it says, the Lord is good unto them that wait for him, but the soul that seeketh him. And then verse 26 says, it is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. All right, where are we going next? Anybody? Proverbs chapter 8, verse, we're going to read this one together, 34. I think this is more and more, I think, a description, a reality of the life of the child, the son, the daughter of God. Yes, blessed is the man that heareth me Watching daily. So there's something here. There's something going on. There's a persistence. There's a cut. Watching daily at my gates, waiting, waiting at the posts of my door. The Lord. Be still and know that I am God. He wants us there. And no matter how hard it might be to wait, you got to remember he's there. He's working. And actually, the scripture says, and we know Isaiah 40 of 31. Let's just turn there. Well, we're close. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. So waiting strengthens you. Waiting does something in you and for you and to you that you can't get elsewhere. 40:31. All right. But they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So, you know, when you get discouraged, if it's hard to wait, just remember this. Waiting makes you strong. Waiting is doing something in you to your faith to develop it, to mature it, to strengthen your faith. Wait on the Lord. Amen. There's power there. Think of that. Power gained in silence, in waiting, in listening, in watching. Yeah, absolutely. The most unexpected way, the most unexpected process, but he's there. So let's change our minds to his and understand these things. Isaiah, we'll just read this one, or we can go back a few. Isaiah 30, verse 7, and this is dealing with Israel. They were looking to Egypt for help and for support. And he says in verse 7, for the Egyptians shall help in vain to no purpose. So that instinct in man to get backup, to get support, to go my own way, backfires. The Egyptians shall help in vain and to no purpose. Therefore, I have cried concerning their strength. Your strength. It still. There it is again. Wait on the Lord. There's strength there, and your strength is sitting still. Be still and know that I am God. I just want to share a few different quotes now from the prophet. This is Elijah in the meal offering. He says, oh, there it was when they walked. I mean, this is time out for a second. He's of course, referring to the fiery furnace here. But you can find this all through the scriptures. Waiting, waiting, waiting. Of course, there it was. They walked into the fiery furnace under trial, under a test. They held true to the end. But God was there just in a spare of a moment, and he delivered them. They know they were prayed up. Their sins were confessed. They know they'd met every requirement. And yet he seemed to be silent. He's only silent to test you, to see what you really are, what's on the inside of you. See if you really mean from your heart what you're saying with your lips. Let that go deep. We can say with our lips, but is our heart saying it? Now listen, he says, now when this little woman, so he's switching over back to Elijah and the meal offering. This little woman know that she met all the requirements, and still God was silent. Seemed like he didn't even care for her. He didn't care whether she lived or died. But all the time, God was working. There we go. And that's what I want to hold on to tonight. He's working. And it's silent. He's working. He's there. All the time, God was working. She didn't know about it, but God told Elijah. He dried up the brook, reached out his hand, and stopped the brook from running. And Elijah said, Lord, why did you stop it? He said, I've commanded a widow woman to feed you. He'd already commanded her. She didn't know it. He's silent to test you, but he's there and he's working. He might have commanded of you of a testimony of your healing. You might not know it, but just hang on. When you are sure you've met all the requirements, when you know what you've done, everything you know to do and laid yourself before God, there's only one thing to do is hang to his promise then. Stay there. God promised to answer. He'll do it. You don't know what he's commanded, what angel or what to do. It may be this night before a healing service start tomorrow night. God may see your condition today. He may have heard your prayer. Hold on. Walk with him. He's right there. I love that. He's working. He's working. Even if it seems he's silent. Here's another one, similar. He says, and be certain of God. He says, it seems strange when a person has done all they can do, that they have fulfilled every request that God has asked them to do, and still he's silent. Let us not be uncomfortable. Let us rest. Wait, Lord. When you've done all that God has requested you to do and he's still silent, just be sure that you know God. And remember, faith is silently waiting. He's only testing your faith to see what you'll do. God does that. It was the Hebrew children that believed God and stood out, and they were sure that they were right with God. He let them walk right into the fiery furnace before he ever moved, but stayed. Wait silently, assured everything is all right. See, there you go. I just love that. Everything is all right. Wait on him. Again, silence on purpose. Silence is with always purpose. Learn to wait, to be still. What is it that he has for us in these seasons of quiet? He's working. You take nothing else away. Take that. And it's quiet. He's there. He's working. Rest. Don't get uncomfortable. Have confidence in him that he's working something out. We may not see for who knows how long. We may not know. I don't know. But he's absolutely there. And he wants to see us with that confidence in him. And, you know, just moving on now, I love this because as I stop to think about, you know, just silence, it's powerful, actually. God chooses to use and to work in these ways in secret. Think of that. Think of this day. Does this stimulate, stir up some thoughts? A little room, a little quiet, secret room, and he says, I'll meet you in there. In silence. How could it be the greatest of what's taking place in this hour, how great these things are, and we would say it's secret and it's silent? God uses and works in these things and uses his, this is his ways. It's amazing. Habakkuk 2:20, but the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent before him. Embrace it. Embrace him in silence. In silent seasons, in silent testing and trials. Embrace him. Wait on him. He's there. So, again, back to this day. What does this sound like? Seventh seal? When you'd open the seventh seal, there was this great, amazing, beautiful thing, this reality, this taking place in heaven. But God coming down, uniting in man, he says there's silence in heaven. So watch where our thinking goes. Watch how the enemy tries to inspire fear when it's quiet, when it's silent. But he's there. He's waiting, he's working, and he's uniting with his bride in secret and in silence. Think about that. All right, God, let's go into just a couple things. And this is short. I'm actually moving through and we might be done soon. But hopefully this makes some sense and is a blessing and helping. And I think, again, I was stirred up and stimulating as I was looking into these things, but my heart was just crying out to the Lord, Lord, help us. Change our thinking. And help us, especially in this day, just to stop. Be still. Be quiet. Listen. Proverbs 8:34. Walking, reading, listening. That's where he wants us. Okay, this is just the Brother Brent prophet talking about Christ, the mystery of God, real, talking about that seventh seal, but I think this is beautiful. Two different things here. He says, now God had a purpose and a hidden mystery. We know this well. Here's what he wanted. And then there's what I wanted to speak to the church this morning. The hidden, there we go. Hidden, secret, silent. Kind of just connect those words together. Hidden mystery of God that he had in his mind before the world ever began, and that's and how it's unfolded itself right down to this present hour we're living in. And you'll understand clearly, see, on what I believe is being done. God's great mystery of how it's a secret. He kept it a secret. Nobody knew nothing about it. Even the angels didn't understand it. See, he didn't reveal it. That's the reason under the seventh mystery, there was, when the seventh seal was opened, there was silence. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, when he was here on earth, he wanted to know when he would come. He said, it's not even the Son of Son himself doesn't know when it's going to happen. But see, God has this all to himself. It's a secret. That's the reason there was silence in heaven for the space of half an hour. Seven thunders utter their voices. See, now moving on to their just a different one here. I love this. He's talking about it again. This is in the message, seventh seal. He says, notice the breaking of the seal was so great that heaven was hushed by it. Wow, Lord, continue to quicken, awaken. The breaking of this seal was so great that heaven was hushed by it in silence for the space of half an hour. Oh, Lord, keep just revealing. How great is it? He says, what is it? It was hushed, the heavens. There wasn't a thing moved for half an hour. Now, a half an hour might be long if you're having, might not be long if you're having a good time. But in, think of this, but in the suspense of between life and death, it seemed like a millennium. It was so great. Jesus never mentioned it. None of the rest of them. John couldn't even write of it. No, he was forbidden to write it. That's just, see, he didn't write it, but this is silence. And the 20 elders that stood before him there, harping with their harps, they quit playing. The angels hushed their singing. How great is this? Think of it. The holy cherubims and seraphims that Isaiah saw in the temple with six sets, three sets of wings, two over his face, two over his feet, flying in day and night before God. Holy, holy, holy. They walked in or come into the temple. The posts of the temple moved with their presence, and these seraphims hushed. Angels quit singing, lying in the presence of God, singing, holy, holy, holy. They shut up. How great is this? How great are these things? No praise, no altar service, no nothing. There was silence, hushed, deadly silence in heaven. All the host of heaven was silent for this half hour when the seventh seal mystery in the book of redemption was open. Think of it. But it's broke. The lamb breaks it. You know what? Listen to this. He says next. You know what? They were awed by it, I believe. Awed. In awe. Amazing. They were hushed. It was so great. Silence on purpose. Silence with purpose. There's union. God's working. He's here in silence, in secret. Be still. Know that I'm God. Don't be afraid of silence. Don't worry. He's moving and he's working. He does great things. In silence. Always remember silence on purpose. Silence with purpose. A couple more and we'll close. Actually, musicians, if you want to go ahead and come. Or wait, either way. Two more. you might want to just sit and listen from either way. I love this. He says, you know, this is actually in the message. I think that, did we read this? What, here's thou Elijah? I don't think we did. Excuse me. You know, great things. Okay, this is where we just needed. Our thinking needs to change. Great things don't make much noise. See how the world is so cool. contrary to God's system. Great things don't make much noise. Did you ever think of that? Why, you know, the sun can draw 10 million barrels of water with less noise than we can pump a glass out of a pump. Great things usually move silently. All right, Lord, just change our thinking. Great things usually move silently. Did you ever hear the planets turning around one another? No. No, but how great is it? Did you ever hear daybreak? Nope. Can't say I have. And yet it scatters all the darkness and it's so silent. Oh my goodness. There's power. There's strength in silence, in waiting, in listening. Embrace it. It don't even wake it up, but it scatters all the night. I love that. Isn't that just encouraging? So I don't know. Is this helping? Is it making sense? I hope it's a blessing to you. I just, like I said, my heart was stirred up in these things, and I just felt convicted even just because of our own busyness, schedules. Lord, I think sometimes deliver us from this Laodicean age of distraction and constant, you know, I think that just bombardment and like a saturation sometimes of our time. We don't even know what to do if we're not like, you know, what am I doing next? Where everything's got to be so lined up and filled up and just be still. Know that I'm God. All right, I just had to tie this in and then we can, I thought this fit so beautifully because again, as we're thinking on these things in silence and this wonderful working that he does in us in silence as we wait and listen and watch. This is God of this evil age, but in obedience, this little faith woman, I like that, this little faith woman lives by faith. The bride, the person here, there, off somewhere. I like that, off somewhere, some other church, some other, whatever it is, believes the word of God, obedient, waiting in love. Waiting in love. Love waits. Waiting in love for the promise of the age to be confirmed. She's watching for it. She's part of that word. You are part of that word, this word, and she's watching for her life to manifest that word. Brother, can't you see it? He says, the body is waiting for, which is the word, waiting for the life, which is the spirit, to confirm or make it alive. Now that's what she's waiting for. No other life will work in her. She can't come to life any other way, yet she feels it out there. Something's, it's there, it's for me, I know it. She feels it out there and she knows it's going to happen. Then here it happens. Then she wakes up. God said, let there be, and she came forth like the first one that came forth. Isn't that beautiful? So she's waiting, she's watching, she has that in love. So wait on the Lord. Be still and know that I am God. Embrace silence. He's there, he's working. There are great things happening in secret and in silence. I love that. I could read that seventh seal quote over and over and over. Just how great it is to think of heaven hushed, heaven in awe completely for an, you know, space of half an hour in silence. So, again, musicians, you can come now. Simple, short, I hope this was a blessing to you, but I think, oh, Lord Jesus, just, you know, help us to wait, help us to listen, help us to be still and to remember there's silence is always on purpose. There's power and there's strength to be had in waiting and listening. If you'd stand with me, could we sing that song? I don't know. If you, Jesus, come and free us. I just think, Lord, you know, change our thinking, change our, who laid down our lives in love and worship you. That one, we can... Nathan, if you can help me with that. So would you stand with me?
Oh, Jesus, won't you come among us here, Lord, and free us, oh Lord, free us, to lay down our lives in love and worship you.
Sing it once more.
Jesus, oh Lord Jesus, won't you come among us here, Lord, and free
Jesus, we just ask tonight that you would do that work in each one as we have need of. And truly, I think we can relate and say, Lord, just sometimes the deliverance that we need is maybe from simple things like our own busyness, our own routines, things that we get just so encumbered about with life. Lord, help us tonight. Would you work in each heart, Lord, and move amongst us as we have need of it, Father. Change our perspective to yours, our vision to yours, Lord, our thinking to yours, Lord. Grant it, we pray. Even tonight, Lord, would you sweep over us with a stillness and a quiet and a rest, Lord, and teach us, Lord, to wait. Teach us to be still. Grant it, Father, we pray. Ask this all in Jesus Christ's name. One more time.
Still and know that I
thought there were some verses to that one. That's okay. All right. Thank you, Lord. Just take a deep breath tonight. Hopefully that's what the Lord is doing for all of us. Just take a deep breath and breathe in Him. Relax in His presence. Be sure of His presence. He's here. He's with you. He hasn't left you. He's working. Silence does not mean absence. Amen. God bless you, brothers and sisters.